Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
And a very good morning, Late Tea Time podders around the world. Good to have you with us. Sorry about last week. It rained, DT, didn't it? It rained and it messed up our plans. And we weren't able to come to you last week, but we are back with you for the Shriners Children's Open and the Open de España this week. DT, hello, how are you?
Yeah, enjoying the non-rain. It was a bit of a shame, wasn't it, in Scotland? Although they did get it played on the Monday. Matt Fitzpatrick, fresh from having won the Ryder Cup, which is more ammunition for my theory that never ignore players who've just won the Ryder Cup, because time and time again, we see them go on and win. I think there's an idea that, oh, they'll be too tired or too drunk and they can't possibly. And yet we see it, you know, it was just fantastic. So
I think we all know that you can play around a golf after you've had a drink the night before.
Yeah, but four of them, though. I suppose it maybe helped that the rain just gave him a bit more time off, but I think it's just proven that players can come from Ryder Cups and win. So that was that again, and well played to him. Andy won the amateur event with his mother, which was nice, wasn't it? So,
oh, okay, I didn't know that.
What a week for the Fitzpatricks!
Marvelous. The Fitzpatricks are flying high, and proper rain, wasn't it, up there? I saw some videos of the course and the basically flooded, wasn't it? It was horrendous. Proper rain up in Scotland. When it comes in Scotland, it properly comes in Scotland, I think it's fair to say. Anyway, let's move on to this week's. It's good to have you with us, everybody out there. And we'll be back with you every week from now on, we promise. And we are looking at which one do you want to go for first, DT?
We'll do Spain, because that's the one that's getting underway in, 4 or 5 hours' time, the leaders, probably.
Okay, well, the Open de España. We've got I've got the very top end of the leaderboard here. Matthew Pavon is at 9-2. You've got Shubhanka Sharma, 7-1. And Will Besseling is 12-1. And Nathan Kimsey, 16-1. What have you got for me from Spain?
Yeah, a couple of bets in Spain, then at halfway. I suppose that the big thing this week was whether John Rahm would just demolish the field as he normally does in this event. But he's been really off it every time I've tune in and watched. He's either missed a putt or his lag putt has been poor. It's just been frustrating for Rahm. So I know he can win from here.
Well, that goes against your Ryder Cup riding the crest of a wave theory, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it could be a catch-all theory, but with him, the only time he hasn't won this event was after the Ryder Cup. So maybe with him, he does kind of need a little bit of downtime before he shows his best again.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to... I certainly thought about it, thinking, oh, maybe he'll come with a charge. But I just think maybe not quite this week.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you want to play Rahm, I wouldn't pay anyone off him because he's totally capable of stringing, whatever, back-to-back 64s or something like that and going through the field and winning. But I've got two other bets instead rather than Rahm.
Yeah, John Rahm's around about 16 or 14, isn't he? Ish.
Yeah. I was hoping for a bit bigger when I looked at the odds, but as I say, not for me. So you did mention at the same price, Nathan Kimsey.
Yes.
He's a few shots back. He's six, I think, Nathan Kimsey at the moment. He's a guy who popped up on the PGA Tour and finished runner-up fairly recently in the Barbasol. And bit of a late bloomer, really good amateur career, but he's 30 now, and I think people expect a little bit more from him, but it's starting to come, I think. Now, we're in Spain, obviously, with no rain, which is nice, and he won the Challenge Tour Grand Final in Spain last November, so he's got very happy memories of the country, and it's shown again on his return to Spain. Now, looking at the stats, this is what I'll do in Vegas as well when we go into that one. He's doing the things well that you need to do well to win this traditionally. So that's playing the par fives well, there's three of them, and scrambling well. So he's 12th in par five, 7th in scrambling. So he's built his score on kind of the solid foundations that what you need to do.
Yeah.
So I thought, looking at the stats of some of the leaders, he's the one who's, he's playing those long holes well, cashing in.
It always helps, doesn't it? When you're doing the things well that you need to do well, that always helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no sort of... Yeah, but sometimes players can get onto the leaderboard and they've kind of... you drill down and it just is because he's holding a load of putt. Yeah,
they're blagging it a bit.
Yeah, and it might be masking a few things. But yeah, he's ticking the boxes. So basically, a combination of his stats and the fact that he's got this good association with Spain... makes me think he's one to watch this weekend.
Marvellous. Nathan Kimsey then goes on the Late Tee Time podcast betting slip. 16 to 1, four places with Sky Bet for Nathan Kimsey, DT. Anything else in Spain?
Yeah, now's the time for my Ryder Cup theory, you see.
Okay.
Not with John Rahm, but with Eduardo Molinari, one of the vice captains. Yeah,
it's a very good week, wasn't he? He got a lot of applause, Eduardo, because he was doing the stats and all the analytics, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. That's his speciality. And I couldn't help but notice at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship last week, Nicholas Kolsarts came sixth. And I checked back. He was another vice-captain with Molinari. Hmm. Don't you remember seeing Kolsarts sort of whipping them up on the first tee and sort of, being a ringmaster. He was loving that, played to his sort of flamboyant character. But that sixth place in Scotland last week, that was his best result for 3 years. Well, so I can't help but think it had something to do with the sort of good vibes of the Ryder Cup spilling over. And I think it's the same with Molinari this week. Now, for a guy who loves his stats, Molinari, he'll know that you've got to cash in on the par fives and scramble well. Well, He's number one in par five scoring so far, Eduardo Molinari. He's had a couple of eagles there. I think he's minus seven on those three long holes. So he must know, he must have worked this out himself, that you've got to attack the long holes. His scrambling is really good as well. So it's like, I suppose it's one thing knowing what to do, another thing doing it, but he's doing it so far. And what makes me think he can do it over the final 36 holes. He was fourth at this course last year. So, he's not a player who's up there every week or anything, but Eduardo Molinari still got some good golf in him. I think he can get 40 to 1.
Yeah, 40 to 1 for four places. If he's fourth again, you just creep in, eh? So that's not a bad little one.
Yeah. I mean, he's seventh on the leaderboard right now.
Yeah.
After rounds of, I think, 69, 66. But he, you know, it's fascinating to me that another guy associated with that winning European Ryder Cup team is flourishing again.
Does that mean that when we get across the pond, then we're going to, I'll ask you that in a second. Are we done with Spain then?
We're done with Spain, yeah. Two bets in Spain, yeah.
To the departure lounge. Farewell, Spain. Adios. And we will see you, and good luck to Nathan Kimsey and to Eduardo Molinari then with our board, ET's punts in Spain.
This is Late Tea Time, the last word in golf betting with James Butler and Dave Tindall.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Into the plane and away we go, and across the pond to the Shriners Children's Open in Vegas. I'll ask you my question now. On the basis that we were pro-European players after the Ryder Cup, are we anti-American Ryder Cup players? Does it go the other way?
No, not necessarily. I remember way back, I think it was Davis Love at Valderrama in 97. Hmm. This is a good memory, isn't it? Back in 97, the American team had lost to Seve's Europeans on Valderrama, and we're at Valderrama next week, funnily enough. That's a good event to look forward
Carlos.
To. Yeah, not the one with the big hair, the famous golf course. But yeah, I remember Davis Love. I think he got no points that week. Bit of a disaster for him. Then he won and won the next week. So it can work the other way. Okay. I suppose by definition, if you're playing in the Ryder Cup, you are a good player. So it's not too complicated.
Yeah, you've got to do quite well to get in there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Cameron Champ is 6-1 at the moment for the Shriners. You've got JT Poston at 15-2. Lanto Griffin, something I've never heard of, 9-1. And Nick Taylor is 14-1. The rest are obviously bigger than that. Where are you taking me in Vegas?
Just to fill you in, Lanto Griffin, I think his parents were like hippies. That's why he's got the name Lanto.
Where does Lanto come from?
What does
Lanto mean? I don't know. Okay, I'll look it up. While you're talking, I'll look it up.
Yeah, I don't know if there's some flower power connection somehow to him, but he's been off for quite a long time, Lanto Griffin, with an injury. So I've been watching him the last few starts just to see if he's doing well, and he seems to be coming back. So
it's a musical term, DT. It's a musical term. Lanto is a passage or movement marked to be performed slowly.
Yeah, it's normally an Italian phrase, isn't it, that? Like allegri or something, or catenaccio. There's a little, that's more football maybe, but there is Italian words for sort of going slow, fast, whatever, music. But it's not him. It's a guy, you say Poston, I say Poston, JT Poston.
We could do a song.
Yeah, tomato. And again, this is based on sort of previous stats at TP Summerlin, in the course in Las Vegas, where, again, he looked down the years, all the winners or most of the winners have scored really highly in strokes gained approach, and also par breakers, birdies or eagles, because it is a course where you need to shoot low. I think the last four winners are 24 under or 23 under.
Right.
So you've got to just keep the hammer down. So looking at JT Poston's stats, checking here, he is first in par breakers. He's had a couple of eagles in there so far, and he's second in strokes gained approach, which is shows how well his iron play is. He has got some good form here as well. He's got a fourth here. He was 20th last year when he was a lot closer going into the final round, so likes the course. And then in current form, he's got six top 25s in his last seven starts. He's got a second, a couple of six and a seventh. So he's a player banging form on a course that he likes, doing the things that he should be doing. So I thought he was quite an attractive combination on a bit of a kooky leaderboard. There's some strange names up there. if you're playing the European angle, Henrik Norlander's up there. He's the Swede. I mean, obviously he didn't play in the Ryder Cup, but he might be feeling the vibes. But I think JT Poston is the one that I'm liking the look of at halfway.
Yeah, 5-1, four places for JT. I won't say
so then. Yeah, I mean, the odds aren't great, but I think his credentials are pretty rock solid.
We need to call Patrick Cantlay, Lanto Cantlay, don't we? If it's about moving slowly, honestly. Yeah. The man's like a snail. Anyway, anything else in Vegas?
No, I mean, there's a few that I've sort of had a quick look at. Henrik Norlander, by the way, I think he's first for strokes gained approach. So maybe him. Give me the odds on Norlander.
Norlander is 12-1.
Yeah, I think if I was playing second bet, he'd be the one.
Okay, so Norlander, maybe a little bit of a half stakes play further down your betting slip there.
I mean, talking about the Ryder Cup, Ludvig Åberg, who played in the Ryder Cup, who again backed up the theory that you keep playing well. He made a playoff last week. He's a fellow Swede, so I'm sure those two have spoken this week. Maybe he's passed on the vibes.
We already mentioned the Ryder Cup in passing, but it was blooming good, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
It was really good. Looking forward to that one coming around again. But got a bit tense on the final day, a bit more tense than maybe we were anticipating. But the Americans were always going to come back at some stage. But Europeans ending up with the Ryder Cup trophy. And we should say thank you as well, because it's the first time we've had a chance to do that, to Matt Cooper for joining us from Italy as we went through from Rome on the Ryder Cup. But anyway, this week, DT's picks opened at España. Sees us looking at Nathan Kimsey, 16-1, four places with Skybet, Eduardo Molinari, 40-1 across the board. And then the Shriners in Vegas, the Shriners Children's Open, JT Poston, 5-1, four places across the board as well. So, and also Norlander, maybe as a little bit of a tickle further down your betting slip. But good luck with your bets. Gamble responsibly, everybody. Good to see you again. Sorry again for last week and not joining you last week. And DT, thank you very much. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Normally, I could have a terrible answer there, saying nothing. But I'm actually about to do a park run at 9 o'clock. So that's pretty healthy, isn't it? So I'm good to go.
Healthier than me. I'm going to go and sit in a small dark room and talk about cricket all day.
Yeah, well. I'll be wishing I was doing the same, to be honest.
Anyway, thanks, DT, as always. And thank you out there, everybody. Gamble responsibly. Enjoy the betting and enjoy the golf as well. This has been a Sports Broadcast Media production. And we'll see you again next week.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.